Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me again. It's T-Ryan. That's T-E-A-R-O-N, period. And it's another Tuesday, so we are doing another review. And, of course, I am here with...
Hey, everybody. It's Tierra Janae. I'm excited to be back for another review with my boy T-Ryan. What's up? What's up, T?
What's up? My blood pressure.
Oh, no.
Why you?
No.
Tierra, I'm going to let you take the lead on this episode today because this was your recommendation, and I want people to know that anything that comes out of this is your fault.
Wow. So much for teamwork and solidarity. All right.
I'm with you. I'm going to ride with you. We're on the same train in different cars, but we're going with our destination the same.
We on the same train, different cars, but you trying to throw me underneath the train. But that's okay.
I'm in the caboose. Right. I'm in the caboose ready. If the train gonna slow down enough for me to jump off the back of it, you know?
Oh Lord.
But this
I'll take it. Tell them what we're talking
about today.
All right, everybody. As you have seen by the cover art, the thumbnail, the title. We are discussing our thoughts and feelings after watching Single Black Female 2, Simone's Revenge, Lifetime.
Check out this trailer and we'll be right back with our review.
I just hope the nightmares about Simone are gone. Just want to move on with my life.
We go on in 3, 2.
She's been dead 3 years. She's not been hurt you no more. This is about what you need. Go get you some. You so uptight.
Raven Goodwin.
Where are you, bitch? You coward.
Amber Riley.
You betrayed me and cursed my name.
And Kay Michelle.
What the hell does she want? Me.
Revenge is coming.
You're gonna get what you deserve.
Now, let's be clear. T-Ron and I had never seen the first one. So
I saw it. I saw this.
Wait, you saw it prior to like agreeing? No. Okay, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So we had agreed.
But I didn't know that it was a thing. I didn't know that when the original, the first one, Single Black Female, came out, mm-hmm. that it did well. I didn't. Yeah. So I did hear about it.
Yep.
And things like that. But I hadn't watched it until I was getting ready to watch the second. I was like, okay, let me see what, so I can be up to speed.
Yes. And I will say, again, I have to eat this. I said, T-Ron, we don't need to watch the first one. No problem. It's all good. We'll just jump right into the second one. T-Ron said, no, I feel like we need to watch the first one. We got to know what's going on. And you were right, T. I'm with you when you're right. I always tell you that. You're right. I'm glad that we watched the first one prior to watching this one. You agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's you have to see both. You have to.
Well,
have
or to. Neither.
If you're going to watch Single Black Female 2.
There you go.
You have to watch Single Black Female.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah.
So our leads, Raven Goodwin and Amber Riley.
Mm-hmm.
I love them both for different reasons.
It's a heavy side for me. Mm-hmm.
I think one thing I wanted to try and avoid that I don't think this movie, especially in the second installment, I don't think it allows me to do, is I wanted to avoid comparing them, right? But the reason that they were casted in this project and that it became a thing was because mm-hmm. they often got confused just out in the wild, right? Mm-hmm. In real life. They often will get like, you know, throwing each other, or people see one of them and they recognize them, like, oh, that's, and they get called each other's names and stuff like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Thus, the movie came about. They got casted as the leads in this film because they favor, right?
Correct.
I would say what I found myself doing in the second installment was dissecting the differences between them, and I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That when it comes down to acting, playing a character, getting into a part, I think Raven is the stronger person.
Yes.
The stronger actress,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amber Riley, we know that she's a phenomenal singer.
Ooh, baby.
One of the best vocalist you ever seen, right?
Baby, sing that.
And I kept like pinpointing. I was like, okay, but Raven's such a, like, she's so good. Mm-hmm. And her as her role as Monica, she's so good. And she carries a lot of the scenes that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Amber comes in and makes the scene
funny. It becomes a comedy.
Yeah, it's very satirical at this point.
Yeah,
some of that is her performance, but a lot of it is how they lay out the story.
Yeah,
overall.
Yeah, and before you get into the next point, I want to tap into that because I'm in agreement with you. And yeah. The whole time I was watching it, I found myself trying to reverse them in the roles and saying, okay, what if Amber played the Monica role, mm-hmm. and then Raven played Simone? Because of what you're saying, Simone's yeah. able to get a little bit deeper into the character, so maybe she'd be more believable as a stalker,
yeah.
a murderer, so on and so forth.
But then I think that in turn, then Monica would have been silly.
But the silliness of Monica could have worked because her best friend, who was played by Kate Michelle, is a silly character.
Speaking of Kate Michelle,
yeah.
I actually am not mad at any of her performances.
Me neither. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so yeah. glad you said that. I really enjoy Kate Michelle in this, honestly.
Now, granted,
I've enjoyed her more than Amber. Yes.
Granted, in the second series, so what happens is, in the first one, we leave off. If you have to watch the first one, y'all. In the first one, we leave off, and it's assumed that Amber Riley's character, what's her name? Simone, mm-hmm. is dead at the end, right? The way the movie ends on the first one, there's a whole thing. But we get to the second one, and Monica gets a job opportunity in another city, right?
Yeah.
And she takes that, so she moves. She also brings her best friend, BB, played by Kate Michelle, along with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they are basically taking this and seizing the opportunity as a way to reset after the trauma of 3 years ago with, the murders and all this thing. So we get to a new city, number one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. So we're kind of... And so what I thought was that I was like, okay, we're going to get a more of a psychological thriller at this point. I was thinking that what we're going to get is when it says Simone's revenge, I was like, oh, so Monica is having this, PTSD from everything that happened. And so it's more of a haunting situation where what's Amber's character again? Simone is more so like, in her mind, like really messing.
Kind of like stalking her from the grave kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kind of thing.
I got you.
But they was like, no, player. That would be too
Mm-mm.
sensible.
Mm-mm.
What we're going to do is we're going to take Simone, who we believe to be dead, who yep. committed several murders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple murders, all this stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to take her and we're going to put her in a covenant. And we're going to make her a nun.
And name her Grace.
First of all, my question was this, and I don't know. This is a serious question. If you know out there, if you know the answer, let me know. Can nuns have nose rings? I'm really.
Can happy. They?
I don't know.
Oh, someone please let us know. Of course,
I feel like nuns could probably have earrings, but not a nose ring.
Someone please let us know. I'm actually very curious about this.
I was wondering. It's silly. It's just so silly.
It's definitely
the hoes were plotting.
Yeah.
It just stressed me out in that way. And I just could not accept it. My intelligence felt more insulted the second time around than the first.
Yeah.
And they should have left well enough alone.
But hey, I'm glad that these women got a check. I'm glad that...
But that's not enough.
Maybe it is true. Listen, it's hard out here. People got bills to pay. So I'm happy for that.
So Monica, Raven Goodwin's character, does not let grass grow under her feet in any sense of the phrase.
Ooh. You see a man, she Ooh. Go for him.
And but dope. the scene where they had her show up in the circus, what's the ringmaster outfit to the man's door? I said, come on, y'all. Come on.
And my thing was, and I, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because I was going to ask you, as a man, T-Ron, after you've been with a woman, you know, in a certain kind of a way, you kind of, I assume, you know her body, type. So then, therefore, if another woman...
I know where this is going.
If another woman were to show up at your door in a mask, in an ensemble, pretending to be your woman, or the woman you've, you know, entertained, would you not know that this is a different woman?
Exactly. No doubt, Raven and Amber favor each other. They do look alike. They do. In the face. They can get confused for each other at a quick glance, especially back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, not so much, but also they look alike, but not that much alike, not up close alike, right? Raven is much bigger in size than Amber is, right? Mm-hmm. They have like sort of similar facial things happening, but they can be told apart. They sound different. They're slightly different heights from what I can gather.
Yes.
And so what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to suspend our disbelief and say that Trevor thinks that the woman at the door with the costume on is Monica, but really it's Simone, and he's not supposed to know that.
I really want to continue this, but I think we should really talk about the Simone situation, don't you? Did you read the email that I sent you? Okay, well, I guess we can talk about it later, huh?
So she's supposed to enter this.
She's seducing him. That's the word. She's seducing him.
And scheming.
And scheming and pretending to be Monica. And the whole time I'm like, now I know men, y'all could be a little y'all could be a little absent-minded sometimes during the moment of seduction, you know, when you're anticipating. But I'm like, you're not gonna tell me that this man doesn't realize that this woman's body is completely different from the body that he has been entertaining. Come
and
on,
didn't, like, and God. Didn't she only have on like the little Indian garb? Like with the jewelry that you can see through.
Yeah.
I see you.
I see you. I hear you. I hear you.
The other thing was that we got introduced to a new character, which was someone else who worked at the makeup artist that worked at the studio that Monica worked at, that happened to have the apartment vacancy, that happened to let Simone move in. Mm-hmm. That I say all this to say this. That lady finds Simone's collage. You know, that's how you know someone's crazy in a movie. That's an old movie trope where if they're like, you know, stalking someone, they have newspaper articles and photos that they secretly took, and they use yarn and tacks, and they put them on the wall, you know, to track. Oh, so she knows him, and I'm gonna set this up. You know, so it's supposed to be like, oh, they're so crazy that they're putting all their time into this. Well, this character goes into Simone's closet, sees all this, and she's like, oh my, but she realizes that Simone's in the room. This is where I really got checked out all the way, okay? Someone on the director or whoever decided that they wanted to get a close-up shot of a knife. Tierra, this plastic ass. Not only did they do a close-up of the knife, they kept doing more close-ups of the knife. They kept making the knife a part of the scene. And I was like, this is a plastic knife, yo. Like, are y'all playing in my face?
You ever seen that... that Instagram video of Britney Spears dancing with the knives where people call the police like, Britney, are you okay? And you can literally hear them clinking and clacking. And she was like, no, guys, these are movie knives. And they're like, nah, dog, them real. No. Britney's knives were more real than these knives.
This knife was a plastic knife, a dollar store knife. And she's holding it, and they do a close-up of Amber holding it. And then the friend, the roommate says, give me the knife. So they do another close-up of her giving her the knife. And then they embrace. They do another close-up of the knife. I said, this is bananas. Y'all did not care. I know it's a Lifetime. I know it's a TV movie, but y'all got knives. Y'all got knives and Gatorade that look more real than that. Oh,
so
I'm so mad at you, Tierra.
So, T, let's wrap it up.
I'm so mad at you.
Let's wrap it up. Because I don't want you to be mad at me no more. After this moment, you can forget all about it. Please.
I'm not. It's going to haunt me.
No.
Alone, haunted Monica. In this movie.
Tyrone, breathe. And then please give me and our audience your rating for Single Black Female 2, Simone's Revenge.
Okay.
Yes.
So, again, I think they should have left well enough alone. Y'all had a good thing going. Y'all could have stopped there. It could have just been a cult classic. Leave it alone, right? Y'all didn't have the script for this. People just showed up. It gave very much Tubi, but it gave Tubi, and then it gave filmed on Tyler Perry's lot in 2 days, right? The performances were lacking. Outside of Raven and K. Michelle, I didn't really enjoy anybody else's performance in this movie at all.
Damn.
What?
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, like, as far as this movie goes. And then
Jesus.
The plot holes gave, like, downtown Cincinnati. You know what I mean? Like, they were big.
Oh, you are on one today. Wrap this up. Wrap this up. I'm thinking you.
I say all that to say this. My time was wasted. I was annoyed. My intelligence was insulted. I am going to have to give this movie a Stacey Dash, hands down. Tierra, what say you?
Let me collect myself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What do you think?
Amen. I would like to say, I am happy that I am happy that Amber Riley.
Get it together now.
All right. Lord. All right. I was not prepared. Okay. I wish they would have left well enough alone. The first one was better. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. It wasn't great, but it was better than this. Yeah. I also kind of feel like my time was wasted, but you know what happens? It comes with the territory. We're here to do this.
It's all right.
This is what we're here to do, T-Ron. And we're actually doing this for the audience so that y'all don't have to waste your time. So you're welcome. And you can help us out by hitting like, commenting, and sharing. But anyway, I enjoyed K. Michelle, surprisingly. Like, I didn't know what to expect from her in this. I actually really liked her. I had a good time with her. Wouldn't mind seeing her in something else. I feel like this was good for her. I don't know why they brought this back. I really don't. I really don't have much. I can't... Damn, I don't want to get it to Stacey Dash, but I got to give it to Stacey Dash.
Listen.
I tried.
We got to be real.
I tried.
So why? Because it sucks, right?
It was bad. It was bad. It was so bad. And Amber Riley is not believable as a murderstress. She's just not. And we didn't need it. Like the first one could have just ended where it was and it was fine. We didn't.
Yeah.
There was nothing great about this story. No new compelling characters. We didn't even talk about the investigator / detective, how horrible and terrible he was. I just didn't need it. I didn't need it. But I'm happy that they got a check. Amen.
When they say all money ain't good.
Like, it's true. It's so true.
love Amber. Love Raven. Love K. Michelle. But this wasn't it. It just wasn't. It just wasn't. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now that, you know, we make some of our time back, I would say, because now I got this off of my chest.
Yeah. You feel better. You look better. You look like you released this and you're...
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
Pick him up one. Pick him up one.
Well, thank you for watching, everyone. So if you made it this far, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, interact with us. If you've seen this movie and you want to, you know, answer some of the questions that we had at the beginning, leave it in the comments. I want to know. This is a two-way street. You got to give me something. I need to know if maybe I missed something. Okay. Maybe you liked it. Maybe you loved it even. Or maybe you could fill in the plot holes and explain them or make sense out of them. But I couldn't. But if you can, do it in the comments on YouTube. If you are listening to this as an audio medium, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And that's going to be the best and free way to support this show. You can find me on social media at TRWorld on Instagram, at TRW2_ on TikTok. And of course, you can find Ubiquitous Blacks all over the social medias. You can also email us recommendations, questions, comments, concerns, all the things. Just share the love. UbiquitousBlacks@gmail.com. Tiara, where can they find you?
Yes, you can also find me at All Things Ubiquitous Blacks, but also over on Instagram at Tiara, T-I-E-R-A, takes, T-A-K-E-S _, and then also TiaraTakes@gmail.com if you want to reach out via email. And like T-Ron says, please send us some love. We really appreciate it. Also, suggestions, would love those. If you have stuff you want us to watch, stuff you're looking at that you would love for us to review, please let us know. And last thing, we have not forgot, please, if there are any nuns out there who are watching this, who have an oath ring, please let us know in the comments. I am so curious. Please let us know. Can you be a nun with a nose ring? And I don't want to just Google it. I want like a firsthand account of somebody who's living that life, living their truth as a nun with a nose ring.
And then how did the nun find...
We moved on.
Daughter.
Let it go.
Why did we even need to know she had a daughter?
That was... we're releasing that.
Well, we'll see that in Single Black Female 3.
No, we won't. Goodbye.
Jesus.